Front Page Dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed, 15,000 an hour, until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, color illustrations. All these are to be found in every issue of the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This week's front page drama, The Old Army Game, is an original story based upon actual facts from official records. 23 years ago this month, a small but very efficient United States Army Intelligence Corps scored one of the greatest counter-espionage victories of the last war. It has been called by some historians the biggest practical joke one army ever played upon another. Our story opens in the spy-infested city of Belfort, France. In a dark, damp underground cellar used as the headquarters of a nefarious German spy ring, a man sits waiting patiently, half hidden in the flickering shadows thrown by the murky yellow light of a candle. The uncanny silence is broken by...
Here is some scraps from the officer's table for your supper.
Good. Come in, I'm hungry. Now then, old woman... What have you?
More news of the American attack. I was right when I told you there are staff officers here planning a big attack in Alsace.
Yeah, I know. Major General Bundy, Brigadier General Wells, and their staff are planning for a big push. You know that. 7 American divisions to be employed.
Yes. Yes, but here's some better news from those stupid Americans. The plans are all completed.
Yeah.
I am cleaning rooms in the hotel where Colonel Conger has his headquarters. This morning, this stupid American clerk writes a letter from the colonel to General Pershing, outlining the plans for the Alsace attack and asking for General Pershing's approval.
You didn't steal the letter or copy, did you, you dumb cook? That would be missed. They would give the alarm.
No, no, I'm not that stupid. Everything is doubly locked in great safes and carefully guarded. I would not risk anything like that. But there was a little tear in the carbon paper, and what did this stupid pig of a clerk do? He crumpled it all up and threw it in the waste paper basket.
Yeah.
I carefully emptied the basket on my rounds. And here is this precious carbon paper, just as he threw it in the basket after writing the letter.
Good, good, very good. Let me have it. Let me see. I'll treat it. You pull that heavy curtain across the corner of the room so that I can use my electric torchlight.
Yes. Well, can you read it? Can you decipher it?
Yeah. It has been crumpled and creased badly, but... it's faintly readable. Ah, but it's good work, old woman.
Marie tells me there are fresh troops moving in. Plenty of nice young officers, too.
Ah, good. Then Marie to look at us tonight. Frequent the cafe. Drink and play with his new young officers.
Yeah.
These Americans are very boastful and have loose tongues when they drink. Tell Noy, I must have the information. The names of the regiments, the number of the divisions, the whatever things she can get. Hurry now, and watch you are not being shadowed.
Hey, come here, baby. Hey, you're all right, you know, a good little frog. Hey, now, what's your name, huh?
Marie, monsieur.
Marie, huh? Say, don't they kiss you French girls any other name except Marie? Good old France, the land of a million Maries.
What's the matter, monsieur? You don't like Marie?
Oh, sure, you're all right. Let's have a drink. What do you say, huh?
Yes, you get. Take a little wine.
Why? That stuff's so good, you need cognac.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Hey, you, Gus.
Yes?
Yeah, you, cognac. Two sweeties.
Oh, two cognacs,
yeah, we... No, not two cognacs. A bottle, Comfrey, a bottle and a couple of glasses. Nothing too good for the idiots, eh, Marie?
Nothing too good for idiots. But you're not 80, no?
Oh, say, do I like that old 80th, I said. My division.
Oh,
the 80th division. Good old Bluey. Best damn division in this car.
Oh, yeah? That's you?
Yeah, says me. You want to make anything out of this? What does a butter-eating brass hat like you know about soldiers?
Ah, quick down, you 30-day wonder.
Hey, say,
no,
listen,
no,
you.
Look, no, let's fight.
The cognac, monsieur.
Oh. All right, gentlemen. Gentlemen. One for me and one for myself. Yeah. Oh, good old cognac. That's it, stuff. Yeah. Well, here's to the good old lady. And as for you over there, tell your brass hats in the Sixth Corps that when they want that lousy town of Mule House taken, let us know.
How would you like to keep my big mouth shut?
Oh, yeah? Well, how would you like to shut it?
Fine, you big windbag!
All right, come on, open it!
We have received reports from headquarters in Spa that the Americans are planning the big putsch in Alsace. Our agents in Belfort have secured the number of the Army Corps, the 6th, also the divisions and the number of men taking part. The objective is to be Mühlhaus. Our Belfort agents have also obtained a sheet of carbon paper on which a letter was written to General Pershing asking for his approval of an outline plan.
That confirms this information we received today.
What is that here, Lieutenant?
American agents are going to the libraries and bookstores here in Bern, searching for information about Alsace.
What information, Herr Leutnant?
Data about geography, topography, railways, roads. They have also bought books and maps.
So, geography, topography, roads. Just the information an invading army must know. Give that information to our code office. Tell them to rush you to Berlin and spy at once.
They could, sir.
We have got nearly all the information to confirm the American putsch. But one thing we do not know, and that is the most important. We know how and where the putsch is to be. Now to find out when. All the information in the world is useless without that. We must know the exact time, the day.
Fräulein Olga is in the private room across the hall.
Ah, good.
Perhaps she.
Get that information to Spa and Berlin immediately while I talk to Fräulein Olga. Get her here. Get that one.
Very good.
Come in.
Good morning, Colonel. You stand for me?
Yes, Fräulein. I'm going to give you the most important mission of your career. Recently, you have not been much help to us. You are rapidly becoming a very expensive liability.
Oh.
This, Fräulein, is to be your last chance. This time, if you fail us, well, I think you know only too well what might happen.
Oh, shooting is very painful and awfully messy. And the lake is so very cold at this time of the year for drowning.
Do not take this lightly, Fräulein. Too much depends upon it. Who knows, perhaps the success or failure of the Fatherland's campaign on the Western Front.
That's curious, is all that?
Yes.
Then I shall not fail you, Herr Colonel. Merely tell me what you want me to do.
We hear that the Americans are going to attack in Alsace.
Oh.
First, we must have the positive confirmation. Most important of all, the exact date of the putsch.
Yes.
If you can get this, you keep yours, shall we say, position. If you fail, you lose.
Yes,
not
yes,
only...
I know. But Lady Locke is with me, Herr Colonel. I struck up a beautiful friendship with a young American who holds an important post at the American Legation. A military attaché, I believe.
Ah, so.
You see, he cannot resist my eyes.
Ah.
He's so young and so gallant. He fairly melts when I look.
Very good, Fräulein. So... Very good. But remember, do not fail. Or perhaps those beautiful eyes.
Yes, yes, Herr Colonel, I know. But do not worry. Leave it to me. You shall have your precious information. And heresy.
Well, there's your date, old man. Darn if you're lucky, cuz. Say, listen. For sweet charity's sake, why couldn't you fix me up for me?
Not that chance. Well, my friend, this is my monopoly, all mine to have and to hold.
Look at that wall. The green and that face. Those eyes.
Did you ever see such a beautiful pair of eyes?
Not in all my young life. Why, they're almost too good. How they flash and shine. Say, what the heck do you suppose she puts in those eyes?
Well, Madonna, you chump. Where do you suppose she got that nickname? Well, goodbye, Lonesome. Wish me luck.
I do. And most of it bad.
Ah, good evening, Mademoiselle.
Alex.
Ah, beautiful and charming you look again this evening. Do you know you're making me the envy of every man in Bern?
More of your American flattery, Alex. Who was your gentleman friend?
Who? John? Oh, just another envious unfortunate who wishes he was me when I'm with you.
Oh, please, you are incorrigible. Why'd you say such things?
Well, how about it? Few cocktails in the bar before dinner.
I should be charmed.
I'm charmed. You're charmed. Well, shall we?
Otto, you spirit of the oasis to a thirsty American.
Well, good evening, Alex. Good evening, Fräulein.
But what shall it be? I'll go two of the stiffest martinis that skillful hand of yours has ever made.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll go two more and make them stiffer.
Alec, you naughty boy.
Otto, I'm being reproached. Sat on. So, make two more even stiffer.
Yeah, yeah. Good for Alec. Two stiff. Two stiffer on two stiffer.
Yes, correct. And send them to that nice secluded corner way over there. Now, Mendon, let's dance.
Otto. Otto.
Yes, Florence. Ah, the martinis did the trick, huh? He's fast to keep.
Yes, but come closer.
Right.
That's it now. Now stand in front of us. He has something here in his side pocket.
Of course, Fräulein, you are perfectly safe. Now, there you have it.
Yes. Now, let him sleep until I return. It will only be a few minutes.
Good, Fräulein. I'll watch him.
Hurry, Paul. The steam kettle, is it boiling?
Yeah, Fräulein. What else? Here, steaming and ready.
Get the photostat equipment ready. Hurry, that is not a moment to lose.
Yeah.
Connect it up with the electric heater.
Yeah, Fräulein.
Oh, faith is with us, Paul. It is the information we need. Is that photostatic equipment ready?
Yeah, Fräulein.
Good. Now for a photostatic copy of this. And Paul.
Yeah?
You look over that envelope. Be sure there are no telltale marks. Then get it ready for me to seal up the
door. I will, Fräulein. They are your dining.
Downstairs. I shall leave there immediately after dinner on some brief text of ours.
Yeah.
If headquarters should call, tell them I will be there inside of 2 hours.
They're good, Fräulein. To us.
Now. Ah, finished. Now, Paul.
Yeah?
You place this letter back in the envelope. Seal it carefully while I take care of our copy. There, Herr Colonel, is your precious information delivered safely into your hands. And I think you owe me an apology for ever doubting me.
The apology is yours, Fräulein. This is the very information we required. You have done us a great service. You have my heartfelt thanks.
Oh, I'm afraid, Herr Colonel, I prefer something a little more material, more substantial than your heartfelt thanks. To be exact, yet not too mercenary. I want 1,000 marks a month.
Fräulein, that is outrageous. But we will pay it. This information is worth it.
Hook, line, and sinker. Once though, I thought the whole thing was all off. While she was searching me, she tickled me, and I nearly came out of that tight squeeze.
I guess I'll plant a waiter, a busboy in that bar. Now that we're sure Otto is in with them.
And they call us stupid Americans. Why, those Germans fell for the whole deal. General Bundy's fake setup at Belfort, and Colonel Conger's sheet of carbon paper, the drunken act in the cafe at Belfort with the agent from the 80th, and then dear old Belladonna, the girl with the glamorous eyes, went for the finish.
Yes, the entire German espionage completely swallowed the false information that the clever American agents had fed them. Acting on this false information, the Germans strengthened their lines and made preparations for an attack in the Mühlhaus section. A few weeks later, the Americans struck with dramatic swiftness at a weak point in the line, 125 miles north, and completely surprised the Germans. The American forces achieved a great victory with very slight losses. You have just heard the front page drama, The Old Army Game, an original radio drama based upon actual facts from official records. While this story itself does not appear in next Sunday's American Weekly, it is quite typical of the very entertaining and educational feature articles, news stories, historical features, and top-flight fiction that make up every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.